Well, I'm no expert, but it's the news, according to me. Good Wednesday morning, December 3rd, 2025, 10:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am in the Eastern Standard Time zone, and I made it in last night about 1 a.m., 1:30. I think it was, well, I was close. I got in bed by 2 o'clock. That's what it ended up being. Very long day yesterday. Not because it was a lot to do, just it's a very long day. Just didn't feel good. I haven't felt kind of a stomach thing going on. I'm not sure what's happening with me. Just kind of a annoyance at this point. Just not feeling well. But I'm just we'll see how that all works out. I have to go back to work tomorrow. I get the morning free so I can do another show tomorrow. Probably going to be from here, from the home studio. I'd like to do one from the worldwide headquarters once in a while, but I just haven't been able to do that lately. I got to get up there and do some snow shoveling, though. Otherwise, they're going to be fining me for not shoveling my sidewalk. That's how wonderful they are. So I have a few things to get into today. One is I'm going to get into my cup. I have a cup of chai with Almond Joy creamer. And my backup is just water this morning. I'm just doing the water thing. And I'm mostly drinking water. Actually, the chai is more of the backup. Yeah, just kind of try to kind of settle this thing down. What else is going on? All kinds of things in the media. Of course, the newest rhetoric, the newest talking points on the left now are all about Mark Kelly, Pete Hegseth, all this stuff that's going on with all of them. And it's just one thing after another with these people. It's just, there's always something that they're going after Trump on. Now he's a war criminal. And of course they're just on and on about the whole thing. I don't know if any of you've noticed lately, Trump seems to be tired, and I don't know, understand what's going on there. I guess he just recently had an MRI, and I guess that was perfectly clean according to results that we were shown. So apparently there's nothing going on there. That doesn't mean there's more, you know. He just looks tired to me. I don't know how else to put it. And when he talks, he even looks tired. It's just when he speaks. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a psychologist. However, I do have some skills. I have a certain set of skills. Where is that? I got to be able to find that. It's got to be easy to find. What we got here? It's pretty good. It's a... Here we go. Apparently, my dogs are beside. Stand by. I think it's what they say. Just some absolute craziness around here. I have. I have a certain set of skills. Let's see what this guy has to say here.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Well, okay then. That guy's pretty, he's kind of intense, you know. My dog has an itchy ear problem. I think he's got some ear fungus going on, having some issues. But what were they talking about? This Mark Kelly guy. Let's just dive right into it this morning. I don't know where to begin with this guy. When he speaks, you know, I've never really analyzed his voice and the way he talks before, until just recently. He's really kind of been on the outskirts of publicity. He's risen to the top of the rhetoric occasionally, here and there. Never really been a prominent individual in the Democrat Party, in my opinion. I mean, he's well known, I think, among Democrats, but he's not been a prominent leader. Now, with the vacuum right now that is happening in the Democrat Party, they have nobody leading the party. Anybody who stands up and does weird proclamations against Trump and anything else that he's doing, they suddenly rise to the top, and they're, I think, the most, and the left does this all the time, and they have these. They go from one person to the next. Oh, he's our presidential candidate. He's our presidential candidate. So now Mark Kelly. It was Gavin Newsom. All of a sudden, he's kind of dropped off the scene, and all of a sudden, Mark Kelly stepped up, and he now is all of a sudden the guy. Now he's the man. And yeah, my dog doesn't like him, I don't think. And yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. He's going to keep doing this for a while. There he goes. The problem I've got with this guy is that he's a phony. He talks like a tough guy, acts like a tough guy. He is not a tough guy. And I guess that's what really bothers me about him. Maybe he's, you know, quasi tough. I don't know. But he's going way past his skis on this. He's just acting like he knows it all, and he's got this commander kind of attitude. He's large and in charge kind of attitude. He doesn't. He doesn't have that. And the reason I'm saying he's an imposter is what I'm saying. You ever heard of imposter syndrome? He is a phony. He's a fake and a phony. And he's accomplished some great things, some amazing things. Don't get me wrong. His accomplishments are quite impressive, actually. However, in this particular arena, he is a bumbling idiot. And let me just quantify that for you. Let's listen to him, what he says here. He's being asked by a reporter. He decides to have a news conference. He's going to have a news conference. Mark Kelly could have a news conference. Got flags behind him. Got three flags behind him. The maritime flags, by the way, they're all behind him. And he's going to, he's answering these questions, and he's being questioned now on whether or not there are actually any illegal orders from the president. Because he was kind of the guy who seemed to be the main character in the Seditious Six, as they call them, the video that was put out, very well produced video. And what I mean by that is it was manufactured very well. I'm not saying it was a good video. I'm saying it was a very professionally done video. You know, they probably spent $100,000 on it, just knowing how things go in Washington. And it was designed specifically. There are people there was one individual in the group in the six that was a intelligence officer. And there's one person, there are several people who have come step forward and said this was a psyop. This whole thing was designed specifically to affect the troops and make them think a certain way. The way this all went down. Of course, they came out, they introduced themselves individually, they all kept on going, all reading the same script, but they were all filling in different parts of that script. So it was a continuous thing. And they would repeat themselves occasionally by playing, you know, it was a very orchestrated event. So we have, why didn't just one person come out and say it? How'd they get them all together to say this? Is just kind of too many questions here. Too many things that are weird about this whole thing. And most people will not step back and think about that. It won't step back and think about any questions at all. Recently the other day, I heard this guy that does all the polling on CNN. I think he does all the polling on CNN. And he's always, wow, look at that. You know, he's kind of doing this, all this stuff. He's doing this polling, and he does polling on Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth is down in the polls. He's never been up in the polls. He's always down in the polls. Right now, he's really down in the polls. He's underwater, blah, 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 blah. What? My first question was, what do I care whether he's down in the poll? I don't care what public opinion of is. He's not running for office. He was appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. I don't care what his poll numbers are. Can you recall them ever doing poll numbers on General Milley? Poll numbers on Mayorkas? These are people who are appointed by the president. They're not people who are elected into office and take their poll numbers. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he just wants my attention at this point. Yeah, he just wants attention. I may have to give him some attention. It's going to be a wrestling match here in a minute. It's super cold outside. I hate to have him outside. We haven't gone out yet because I'm not feeling that well, and it's just too cold to leave him out there by himself, even though it might be what he's aiming for. I don't know what that is. I apologize. But it's just one of those things where. Anyway, I just need to get through this stuff. Okay, here we are. I want to go through this thing with Mark Kelly because this whole thing about polling and all that kind of stuff, it makes no difference to me. I don't care if Pete Hegseth is down in the polls. His approval rating, whatever. It means nothing to me. I don't understand that. And like I said, when was the last time we had a polling numbers on cabinet members? I don't get that at all. Maybe I've missed that in the past, but this is where people don't step back and think about these kinds of things. All of a sudden the left is doing polling numbers on cabinet members. Whereas, now my cat is over here bothering me. Clawing at the wall. It's one thing after another. Now she wants my attention. She's probably gonna jump up here in my lap here in a minute. Come here, kitty. All right. that's just kind of the craziness of it all. But people don't step back and take any kind of critical thought about some of these kinds of things sometimes, and it gets a little bit frustrating. They just follow along with the narrative, and that's where it goes. Now, the Mark Kelly here, you have to look at his mouth when he's speaking as well, because it tells you a lot. He kind of speaks out the side of his mouth. And I don't know if he's had a problem with his left side. Maybe he had Bell's palsy or something. I don't know. His left side is not. However, he has a typical speech pattern that I've seen in the past. I've observed in the past. This guy would have no voiceover future. He could maybe play a character. Character voices are in their own little genre. But normally, people who have the ability to speak very well, who can read and the biggest thing is inflection and being able to express a certain tone, take direction, and be able to, and you know, he might be able to play a cartoon character. That's what I'm saying. That's about it. But the way he speaks is not something that could be that I would call a professional voice that's believable. Because he's not believable. That's the basis of everything I'm saying here. So let's continue on. I don't want to play this. He's at a press conference going on. He's at a press conference.
were these sort of strikes that are now in the news what you were making reference to when you posted that video telling members of the military that they needed to feel okay disobeying orders that they felt were illegal?
Based on who this president is and who this...
Now, she was asked a very... She's asking a very straightforward question. It was kind of hard to hear, but she's basically saying, what is the basis of the, of, you know, what you said in those, in that video? And what are the actual legal orders, basically what she's saying? What are you basing that on? Why didn't you come out and make those kinds of statements during Barack Obama's presidency when Barack Obama was droning? I think he had over 100 drone strikes. 7 U.S. citizens were killed in many of those, in all the drone strikes. Then there was the, just one occasion, just one instance during the Biden administration that I just off the top of my head, when they were doing the Afghan withdrawal, and of course the Marines got killed, and of course they had to right away make it look like they were striking back. So they had a drone strike. And apparently their intelligence was no good. And of course, Kelly was on the committee interviewing these people and he kind of brushed it off. You know, we made a mistake. We're going to do it. There's an investigation going on. We made a mistake. Okay. No war crime thing. Innocent people were killed. The people who were killed were delivering water. They're humanitarian workers killed by a drone strike under the Biden administration. Innocent individuals. And it's fog of war. What are we going to call it? What gets me here is the hypocrisy. This is what gets me here. I'm not saying that, sure, there's going to be mistakes made, and it's sad and it's tragic, and the U.S. needs to make it right, as it were. Take care of those families. Can't make them whole. They've lost their families, but they lost their... But that's where we're at now. Here he is. Now he goes on. He gets asked a very straightforward question, and the first thing you know is his only response is, "We got to remember who this president is, who he said he was, and he goes on to this little diatribe, and he starts talking about this stuff, and we're going to analyze this as it goes. So we'll just keep talking.
Defense is, and specifically.
What were these sort of strikes that are now in the news, what you were making reference to when you posted that video telling members of the military that they needed to feel okay disobeying orders?
So this is what she's saying is, are these strikes in reference to what you were saying in your video, basically? Is that what you were referring to in that video about illegal orders?
They felt were illegal.
Based on who this president is and who this Secretary of Defense is, and specifically... things that the president has said in the past and things he was.
Now, he's being very careful here. Things he was, all of a sudden his eyes go up and to the left. This is manufacturing. This isn't reference material. This is, you look down and to the left for reference material. That's not something you're remembering. You look up and to the left when you're making something up. And he does it for a very pronounced long time. Very, very pronounced. It makes a big, huge hesitation here. So it's
based on who this president is and who this Secretary of Defense is, and specifically things that the president has said in the past and things he was talking about
huge.
Doing in the future. Let me give you an example.
There was a huge pause there. One of the other things he's doing here is he's stammering back and forth on his feet. He goes from one side to the other. His weight's shifting back and forth rapidly, which is bizarre, in my opinion. It's a bizarre way to some people's nerves. This is typically a I'm on my heels kind of moment for a person who does that. They feel like they're on their heels. Here he is. Let's continue on here.
2016,
for example,
he's talking about something on a debate stage that was clearly illegal. And he was reminded by Brett Baer from Fox News that that would be an illegal order. Military won't do that. You know what the president's response was to that? The military will not refuse my orders.
Yes, they will. If they're illegal, they will. Yeah, they're trained for that. And just because he says they won't refuse his orders doesn't mean they won't. And the thing is, the president is surrounded by lawyers all the time. Wartime lawyers, everybody. There's always counsel involved in everything he does. And he's very transparent about that. He's constantly having meetings and where he has everybody at the table everything's recorded and he just puts it out there. It's very transparent. And to hear him say this, and he likes to interject things. He likes to inject things and twist things. He'll say things. Listen to how he gives you half statements here that makes it implies things that are completely out of context, by the way. In fact, this little thing he just said there about Brett Baer and the whole thing, he's giving you about a third of what was actually said there. He's not giving you any context whatsoever. He's just giving you this statement. It is absolutely false. It's not right. If I could go had time, I would go back and play it because it's not. I just don't.
Implying that even if they are illegal, they will not refuse them.
So this says more about the military leaders than it does about Trump. If Trump says go cut off the heads of everyone that's under 6 feet tall, and the military does that, who's to blame for that? Well, you impeach the president for being a wacko. But then you, if they go out and do it, everybody who's more than 6 feet tall gets their they go out. You court-martial everybody. The straw man stuff and all the hypotheticals and everything, the way they twist things just drives me nuts. Just say what's true. If you don't have anything, then don't say anything.
He's also talked about shooting protesters in the legs.
That statement right there really drives me nuts. He's talked about shooting protesters in the legs. That's completely out of context. They claim right now that he told the federal agents to shoot protesters in the legs. They're not going to do that. That's been said by more people on the left, on the Democrat side. Every time there's a police shooting where somebody shoots someone for attacking them, why didn't you just shoot him in the leg? That's just not the way you do it. In the heat of the moment, you don't just shoot somebody in the leg. Somebody's coming after you, somebody's armed or whatever it is. It's center mass, two in the chest, one in the head. That's the way you do it. And that doesn't always work. You do that and then you wait and see if the threat is, neutralized. I'm not saying I like that kind of thing. I don't like violence. I don't like killing of any kind for that matter. I don't like the fact that we're killing narco terrorists. I wish that we didn't have narco terrorists. I wish they would just straighten up and fly right and we wouldn't have to deal with that kind of thing. And the, let's continue on with this stuff. It's just.
Then he's talking about deploying more troops to American cities and using those cities as training grounds. Do you know what that means? That means using the American people for the military to train on.
Now, that's ridiculous. That is just absolutely ridiculous. They don't need the American people to train on. First of all, they are American people. And the ridiculousness of this is just it's over the top. He gives you this weird stare while he's saying this. He got his eyes kind of wide open. Psychotic kind of look in his face. And this is just Trump derangement syndrome, on steroids. It is. Fear-mongering, gaslighting, whatever you want to call it. This is the whole thing is wrapped up in this guy's head. And I think he's afraid for what he has just done. He realizes, I don't know if he realizes what he's done or not. He's trying to mess with the chain of command. He's trying to mess with, good order, faith and order. It's just all these things that he's doing. And again, I'm not a JAG lawyer, but yeah.
So we were looking forward to try to head something off at the pass that could have been really, really bad.
Could have been.
So it wasn't about the specific thing.
Okay, what did...
So that, there you go. This is... So they're trying to hedge something off at the pass. Well, then, why don't you look back to see what other presidents have done, what other administrations have done? Aren't you critical of those? There have been some, in my opinion, horrendous things done by previous administrations. I am in the non-interventionist camp. I don't think we should intervene outside of our own sovereignty. Now we have allies. We have in this whole thing with Israel. I think that again, I think if people want to support Israel, they need to support Israel. The government does not necessarily need to be, other than being an ally and having negotiations with them, having normal trade with them and that kind of thing. I think we can do those things, but just the idea that if the American people want to give their resources to Israel, then they can just do that. There's not, if we have a free enough country where someone can just do that, I could, as an individual, and this is what gets me about most of the giving that happens in this country, most of the giving that happens in this nation. We are the most giving nation in the world, by the way, by far. And what happens is we as individuals give, but the problem is that we have governments want to step into the benevolence business, which is just that shouldn't be in that business, shouldn't be doing that kind of thing, but that's what they do. It drives me nuts because we, for all kinds of reasons. So there you go. I have, I just have issues with that, all that stuff. Anyway, that's just one thing we're dealing with here today. And it just really bothers the daylights out of me, as you can tell. But this is the kind of thing that the left just does continuously. Now, I do want to move on again to Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, and the situation he's in right now. He's making it sound like we put these people in jail. I put these people in jail. That's all, we put them in jail. That's what we do here. I'm a governor. I have to do the kinds of things. It was federal prosecutors that put these people that are doing all the investigation, putting these people in jail. It's not Tim Walz doing it. This isn't not state police. I don't understand what is going on there. I don't quite understand his thinking there. Actually, it's even saying that makes no sense to me. But that's typical Tim Walz style. He just likes to come out and make platitudes, make a speech that covers his ineptness. Just continues to do that kind of thing. And this is just typical of everything that goes on the left. Just drives me nuts. Now, at the same time, let me talk about some gripes I've got with the right, with people on the right. There were some individuals in Congress that got up recently and made some speeches about the situation that they're in with the midterms. The midterms are going to be the problem we've got in this nation, in my opinion, is that we basically have the folks on the conservatives don't want to get too involved in government. They want to know what's going on. They want to be informed and they want to make good decisions. The problem with midterms is that conservatives don't show up. They just aren't motivated to do so. And if things are going well, they tend to just not show up. Now, I don't know how things are going to pan out here in the 2026 elections. A year from now. I don't know. It's there's a lot that can happen between now and then. Economically, and the economy drives more than what we. It's the biggest driver of elections. And there's a whole lot of things that can happen between now. And look at the past year. We've only had This president hasn't even been in office for a year. We've had a lot of ups and downs, a lot of things going on. Most of the Republicans, I think, are just trying to go along on the coattails of the president, hoping that he's popular so that they'll be popular. They can, you know, kind of drag in on the coattails without having their own policies, without having any kind of stand of their own, without really knowing their constituents and being able to communicate with them. This is a problem for the Republican Party. They need to get active. And again, I've said this almost the entire time I've had this podcast, which is, you know, now without, what is it? Over 1,000 episodes. The job of the Republican Party, because they're not getting in a public school system, the job of the Republican Party is to educate the American people, in fact, especially the young people, which I think is what Charlie Kirk was doing. He was explaining conservative values, explaining conservative principles, and the founding of our nation, and understanding what liberty is and what true freedom is. And I think that was... You know, and just the moral self-governance that goes along with that. Without, you know, with great liberty comes great responsibility. I've always said that. It's been one of my quotes. I used to sign all the bottoms at the bottom of all my emails was signed with great liberty comes great responsibility. And that's just kind of a credo, if you will. Because what we have is a society, a culture now that doesn't want responsibility. They want freedom without the responsibility. They don't want the consequences of what they do with their freedom. And this continues to be a blight, a disease within our culture, within our society. And we continue to foster it by just, you know, patting people on the head and letting it go. We continue down that road, and just it's kind of bothering me. Today's a day of just me spouting off what bothers me, probably because I'm not feeling too well. By the way, I want to know what you think about what I think about all this stuff. Let me know your opinions. Let me know we'll have a discussion call the number 812-379-8778 and leave me a message. You can text or leave a voicemail and let me know what you think. It's just, we'll go from there. Then I have, if you don't have an international calling plan, you can go to google.com/voice and leave a message by doing that. Just type that number in, 812-379-8778, and leave a message. And then you can go from there. I think I'm gonna call this a wrap. What we're going to call this, because it's just been a crazy, crazy day. It's already noon. I started this show, 2 hours ago? I don't know. And it's taken quite a while just to get it all done. Crazy things happening out here. So tomorrow, I'm hoping to have a little bit earlier show and get it done a little bit earlier. And possibly a little bit longer. I may end up having to go to the worldwide headquarters to have the show tomorrow, just out of fact that I need to go over there anyway. Might be a good time to do that. In the meantime, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, for doing all that stuff you do, and for clicking on this. Just for my own sanity, just knowing that there's somebody out there listening is kind of helpful, and I can just vent my stuff all the time. So 812-379-8778. Let me know what you think. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your day. I will see you.